about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
CBS presents this program in color.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And, I don't care.
What the f*** just happened?
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight.
Seriously, what the f***?
I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely. The First Amendment and boobs.
What the f***?
And now.
You know, just a couple of bros hanging out. Nothing wrong with that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 19th of September.
Ladies.
What's happening?
Ladies.
Kevin, who is that?
Who's the new guy, everyone?
Who's that voice? I haven't heard it.
Well played. So.
How was your vacation?
It was pretty good. I got to be honest.
I mean, it sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, it was real fun. I had not been away on vacation in 2 years. So
really?
Yes. 2 years it had been since I went away on vacation.
That seems some bad decision-making right
yes,
there.
Yes, yeah. It has. I've been very busy doing other things. And,
like running?
That's me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun.
Good.
And it really sucks to come back. I got to be honest. It's
wow.
It's a all tough, right. It is a tough decision to make to come back at all.
Excellent.
Really? Oh. I mean.
All right.
Look, well, I mean, you wake up and you're in Paris and you go, I don't need America, right? I don't need a job. Just going to stay here and just busk.
I'm sorry?
I mean, I didn't have a, I didn't spend a lot of time coming up with a
money to see Kevin busk.
Yeah. I didn't spend a lot of time coming up with a backup plan, but I thought that would be one option, is I could busk.
Sure. What instrument would you busk with?
Again, I didn't think it through a lot.
But if you could picture it, what would you be playing? Or would it just be your voice?
It had to be something that flashed into your head for a second.
No, I didn't think about it, but now that you've asked and you
accordion.
Put me on the spot, accordion. I was going to say ukulele, but
oh my god, the juxtaposition of huge bean with a little
tiny
ukulele.
I'd be all in for that.
Yes,
but I don't speak French, and that may impact my ability to make any kind of money living in Paris. Though you know,
but
what I mean?
Learn, you could learn.
Yeah,
total immersion.
I would have all sorts of time.
Right.
I guess. Well, then I'm a dummy for coming back because
you had a plan.
You guys have just plotted out my future and I blew it.
Well, I mean,
stupid me.
We're just spitballing here, but yeah,
it would have worked. Anyway, so I'm back and I guess we're still on the air. Technically for a bit.
So far, so good.
Okay. Well, it won't surprise anybody who has the internet and also listens to this show that we're starting with the Mad Pooper today. I mean, there's no choice but to get into the Mad Pooper, right?
I mean, honestly, that story was made for us.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Mad Pooper.
Right, the Mad Pooper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got it sent it by 1,000 people because they know this is right up our alley. And this is out of Colorado Springs. And, Allie, I have questions for you as we go through this story as a person who worked in news and got assigned to go out and cover stories. Mm-hmm. But let's see what they're saying on the TV.
Well, this is new tonight. A family has had enough. They say a woman is defecating on their sidewalk near Briargate and Union in Colorado Springs. The family says they've caught her in the act twice now.
Now, by the way, let's make this distinction, and it's a very important one. We've covered multiple phantom poopers in the past, including one here at K-Rock.
Right.
This is not a phantom pooper, you guys. This is a mad pooper.
Mad pooper.
They've seen this woman. They've talked to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she is just a mad pooper.
They've begged her to stop, but now Springs police are getting involved.
I would love so much to have video of them begging her to stop. Like, what can her answer back be?
Please, please, we're just go to another neighborhood. Anything.
And what's her defense? Like, wouldn't you think that when the people come out and you're pooping in their yard and they say, look, We hate to impose, but maybe don't take a crap on our bushes. What does she possibly say back? Does she just say no? Does she offer some defense as to why she's doing it? What do you think is going on in that conversation?
Drama queen.
I can't imagine.
I mean, what could she say? She has no defense. There's no reason for it. It's not an emergency. Again, she's done it twice. This isn't an act of desperation where a woman is driving down the road and has no choice.
But you can't just poop on command, can you?
Some people can, I'll bet.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow.
I mean, right, you're pretty close.
It's a gift. Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Just add cheese pizza. All right, let's find out.
11 News reporter Spencer Wilson joins us live in the studio. And Spencer, this is so gross. What is the family saying about how often this is happening?
All right, let me ask you about Spencer, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets that assignment from the desk,
yeah,
does he fight back or does he love the fact that he gets to cover the mad pooper?
Spencer's stoked. He can't wait to get out there and tackle this, for sure.
Best, yeah.
Like they were wrestling in the newsroom for this assignment. Yeah. Like, oh, let me go. All right.
Elisa, according to the Buddy family, about once a week, they're getting all too familiar with the paper towels she wipes with and the nasty surprises she leaves behind.
Once a week!
We call her the Mad Paper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness.
By the way, did you guys look at the article? Did you see the screen grab that they took of the mad pooper?
No.
I did not know.
Okay, because I would have thought if I had just heard this story and didn't do a two-hour deep dive into it last night, that this is some senile old lady who has mental problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with the fact that it's a lady. Isn't it always a dude?
Yes. Very unusual. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Very unusual that it would be a woman in the first. And I know that, you know, mental illness can hit anyone at any age. She is young and fit. I mean, if you saw her, if you were driving by her and you saw her jogging down the road, Kevin, you would slow down.
Huh.
I'm telling you, she looks good. And again, anyone can have problems upstairs, but it's just everything about this is a surprise to me.
And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, and never run here ever again.
By the way, that's a pretty reasonable assumption because the first time it happens, you just think emergency, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not the case.
Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
There are so many bathrooms within 100 feet of where this lady is pooping in their yard.
Hmm.
Now, do we know if she's targeting this family or if it's just for some reason she's locked in on their yard? They got a really nice yard for that.
The grass is calling to her.
Yeah.
Let's find out, is she pooping anywhere else? That's a great question. Is it just them? Like, maybe she should be asking her husband, hey, you don't happen to know this lady, do you? Maybe it's one of those kinds of revenge deals, maybe.
Revenge poop, yeah.
A revenge poop, sure. We've all been there.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign, posting this sign to get her to cut the...
Okay, so...
Come on now.
Smear campaign.
Shut up, Allie. You love that joke.
And the sign is a picture of the woman. It says, do you know this woman? She's pooping in the yard. Like, as if you could embarrass this lady, by the way.
Yeah, she's good.
She's fine with it, yeah. Thanks for the notoriety.
Well, you know.
Quick, because it's disgusting. I mean, bottom line is, it's disgusting.
Officer,
I love that they went into the community in Colorado Springs and started asking people who have nothing to do with the story their opinion on this lady pooping on somebody's yard.
As if they're going to get anything else other than it's disgusting. And somebody's going to go, you know what? Kind of like it.
Where is this yard? Let me check it out. Sounds great.
Officers have asked Kathy to snap some pictures of the runner and get the word out, hoping she will stop before indecent exposure and public defecation charges.
It's just not a natural thing we would do in our society to drop your trouser and relieve yourself right there when you know there's people around, especially.
Kathy, let me know.
Yes.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And by the way, Kevin, you always like to imagine that conversation on that first night in jail. What are you in for?
Yep.
When it's public defecation.
Yep.
That's what you're in for.
Kathy let me know she's had other people come forward and say that they have the same thing happening to them. They've seen that woman relieve herself outside of a Walgreens and in people's backyards. If you know who she is, police would love to hear from you. Lisa, back to you.
So it's not just this family.
Wow, she's spreading it around. She's
it's all a smear over campaign, Kevin.
Come on.
Mad Pooper. Mad Pooper.
Oh, so my God.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. That's something.
Yeah.
I love it. We found out last week, Bean, or yesterday, I don't have any idea, that Muggs poops at work on an average of twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
he's only here for 5 hours.
Look how much food is going in, though.
Right.
It's got to go somewhere. I mean, he's got a huge stomach.
Right.
But even he gets filled up.
That's bullshit.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Just about the worst idea ever.
We have a Hall of Fame quarterback named Kurt Warner on the program today.
Yay! Can he come back to the Rams?
How about that? NFL Game Day on NFL Network is what he is on. We're going to talk to him. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh,
if you're
no.
aware of that or not. So we're going to take pirate jokes today.
Wait a minute. Hold on a
yeah,
second.
Oh, yeah.
Was I gone for 10 years? What happened? Yep. How are we doing Talk Like a Pirate Day jokes again?
Things are happening.
Here's the thing. You get a Pirates of the Caribbean download and $1,000 for the winner.
Oh.
So that's not bad, right?
Yeah. Oh, so free stuff. All right.
Considering how awful pirate jokes are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up today. You snuck stuff into concerts and festivals. We had a story that started this off, and then we all started talking about it, and every one of us had a different way of getting stuff into concerts that they don't want you to have.
Is it always alcohol?
Or drugs.
I mean, I would think it would be 80% alcohol, 20% drugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not trying to sneak anything else in.
Just speaking for myself.
Nobody's trying to take their dog to a show.
I don't admit.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll open it up. Oh. A lot of people take their dogs to shows.
Yeah, stick them right in the butt. Like, said
what?
It for years.
What?
I'm sorry.
The King of Mexico is BS on today's show.
Now, what happened there? Ooh. I guess I'll find out.
You'll find out. Bean went to that science-y place, is what it says on my schedule.
Listen, I forgot the name of it, and I just said, hey, we should talk to Bean about that science-y place he went.
You're talking about the Large Hadron Collider?
Yes.
That.
Well, you guys don't care about that.
Yeah, we do.
We want to know what it's like to be there.
And how you went into a black hole.
Okay. Right. All right. Mad Pooper.
That was not about Donna.
Oh. And
Mad Pooper.
And people are dumb on today's show as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the show. LA knows he's alternative rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Yesterday, right here on the show, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park did his, do I have this right, Kevin? His first interview since the tragic loss of his friend Chester Bennington a couple of months ago. And revealed plans for the band and the way that they are going to honor Chester. And all those details are at KRock.com. You can hear the interview, and I'll be excited to hear it as well since I was not here yesterday and hear how it went. Man, that must have been a tough thing for him to start talking about, I imagine.
It was, but he seemed he seemed good.
Surprisingly good. Upbeat, and I think it's cathartic for him to talk about it and to talk about actually getting on stage again and being able to honor him. So it was
I would imagine
lovely.
So. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing that, and you should too. Coming up right off the top of the air, we'll hear from Mike Shinoda about what's going on with Linkin Park. Allie's in for Ralph now with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning, Allie.
Something else you guys have been looking forward to since this time last year.
Okay.
Today's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Right.
You love it.
I do love it.
Yes. Last year.
Sometimes I forget how much I love it.
Yeah. And you just kind of block it out.
Right.
Last year, you could pick up a free Krispy Kreme donut if you talked or dressed up like a pirate.
Right.
Not this year.
Can't do that.
That's just what this story is. Nope.
Okay.
Not this year. However, if you live near a Long John Silver's, they're giving something away. Last year, you got a free piece of Alaskan whitefish or chicken when you talked like a pirate.
Okay.
And if you dress like a pirate, they gave you a free two-piece fish or chicken basket. This year, their new deep-fried Twinkie. What's happening? Talk Like a Pirate Day. I feel like it's just, it's dropping off.
It's kind of off-brand, though, a little bit, when you start getting into Twinkies.
But here's the thing. They're making it seem like a bar of gold. What? Long John Silver's?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right? Yeah, that's not bad. But if you have not had enough of pirates, and who has, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales is available today as a digital download and available on Blu-ray October 3rd. And coming up in a couple hours, we're going to take your jokes. And if you get on the air, you're going to qualify
for $1,000. Plus, we're going to throw in a digital download.
Now, do we demand that they tell the joke, the pirate joke,
yes,
in the pirate voice?
I would assume right? so, right?
That's a given, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure. Kevin, you need to see the movie again since you missed the Paul McCartney cameo. Oh, no, I saw that.
You just had no idea it was him.
Remember? Remember when we told you that Paul McCartney was in the movie? You're like, oh, I saw the movie, but I don't remember him being
so
in there.
He's so confused. He just got it.
I do remember that.
Just now. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, how can you watch a movie and not recognize Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney,
one of the most famous people in the world. You're like, oh, yeah, he was in that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get the digital download today. Watch
it. You got to check it out.
Yes,
right?
That is true. Numbers are in for this year's Emmy Awards.
Okay.
They are not good. In fact, they match the worst ratings for the show ever.
I'm not surprised.
Which is
are you surprised?
It wasn't great. I will say that.
But not even that. I mean, again, and I know this is, you know, people talk about it every year, but most people don't watch most shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hear about Handmaid's Tale being up against, you know, fill in the blank, some other show you've never heard of and
right.
don't watch. Why do you care who wins?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot, and we pay pretty close attention to TV,
mm-hmm.
and there were a lot of them that I'd never seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do miss a lot of people that way. But
for sure. Just 11.38 million viewers tuning in. And in the money demographics, the show was down 10% from the Jimmy Kimmel-hosted show of last year, the previous lowest score. Here's my question. Was it on a Monday last year? Or
I
were the
so.
Oscars on a Monday last year?
I
don't remember.
I don't. They move it around.
Yeah.
So I
don't
think
they move it around depending on who has the game type of thing. Is that possible?
It's
the Sunday
possible.
Night football game.
Yeah. So you're wondering if maybe football impacted it this year more than it would have last year.
And I mean, no one's going to see movies, let alone watching as much TV. So I think there's just a whole bunch of stuff. And a lot of people don't want to hear about politics.
Yeah. There was a lot of politics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
I am jealous of two-year-old twins.
Jealous of two-year-old twins?
Yeah. You may not know the names, Fox and Dashiell Messett, but you might in the very near future if they follow in line like their predecessors, the Olsen twins. These are the two-year-old twins that play Tommy on Fuller House, and they're already raking in some pretty good cash at the age of two. The duo each made a whopping $9,000 per episode for the first season of the show, got a 4% raise for season two, and another bump in pay for season three. They're 2 years old making $9,000 an episode.
Yeah.
$9,000
an episode.
An episode each. So that's like double.
Wow. Good math.
Thank you. I mean, it's not bad.
Well, you gotta have
Bush.
You gotta have some twins, man.
I need to have twins. Get them out there working.
Extra
source of income,
right?
Yeah,
that's what those parents thought.
Just love the idea of sitting there watching their kids. They're like 14 months. They're like, come on, almost there,
right? Just bringing them to auditions with cookies. I hear you like oatmeal here. Oh, it's just good stuff. All right, let's talk about some birthdays today. Actor Jeremy Irons is 69. Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon is 43, and actress Danielle Panabaker is 30. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Carl Needham from Arcadia just won a 4-pack of tickets to Not Scary Farm. As you know, K-Rock has taken over the park this Thursday, and our little friend Nicole Alvarez is going to be broadcasting live from down there, too. So that's going to be fun if you want to be part of that. 4 packs of passes every hour. Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
It's time for
Dumb.
I love these stories.
I do too.
And there's
are any of them involving the mad pooper?
No, they are not.
All right.
They're not. The first one comes out of Germany. Hard to imagine. Firefighters in Germany say it took about 3 hours to free a man who had his penis stuck in the center hole of a dumbbell weight.
Yay!
I mean,
now why? This is not hanging weights from.
Oh, it isn't.
No, it's stuck in the middle of.
Yeah.
So he wasn't trying to lift the weight with his unit. He was trying to make sweet love to the weight.
I believe so.
Does it seem like...
Don't do that?
Well, yeah, don't do that. But wouldn't that be pretty low on the list of things that you would be attracted to? Right, sure.
Do you think he's attracted to it?
Oh, my God, that weight is so sexy.
No, what I mean is...
Look at the curves on that weight.
That look... I'm Bonner. Saying if you're going to pick an item that looks like it... I'm trying to be careful here. Right. Looks like it would feel good.
Right.
I feel like that would be very low on the list of things that would make an attractive choice.
I don't think that would make the list.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know, rough night...
Right.
Working out.
Sure.
Trying to release some energy.
Take what you can get.
Right?
Okay.
The fire department said in a Facebook post the firefighters responded Friday to a hospital. So a hospital called the fire department after a man at a local gym ended up, like I said, with his dumbbell stuck around his penis. The firefighters said it took them 3 hours to break through the 5.5-pound weight. Using tools including a grinder and a hydraulic saw.
You don't want that near your penis.
This is very familiar, though, Kevin. We've covered dozens of stories throughout the years of people who get something stuck on their genitals and that they have to cut it off. It swells up and you can't remove it any other way.
The Facebook post goes on to say, please don't do this.
Good advice. Yeah.
One quick P.S. from that. Anywhere in that story that you read, does it include the words clean and jerk?
It does not.
And how does it not?
That's a weightlifting term, Allie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, Allie was looking at me like, did he say that? Yeah, it's a weightlifting term.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just feel like that's a missed pun opportunity.
Here's another guy who was getting it on with whatever was available. Body cam footage shows police arresting burglar caught performing sex act on a sofa. This one comes out of Ohio. At least it's soft.
True.
Yeah, it's much more understandable.
And Ohio patrol officers responded to reports of a break-in. They were called. The body cam footage shows officers spotting the somewhat distracted man through the window as he made himself comfortable in the house. Mm-hmm. Officers were forced to kick down the front door. So they were yelling, hey, open the door, open the door.
He wasn't done.
He couldn't hear. He wasn't finished, right?
Uh-huh.
So they kicked down the door of the property in Columbus, Ohio. One man could be heard saying he's moving before his colleague replied, yes, he's moving. He's masturbating.
Okay.
And then...
which he wasn't, by the way.
Right.
He was doing it with his couch.
Right.
Very different.
Wasn't
alone.
The guy's name is Calvin Bishop Lynn. He's 22 years old from Lexington, Kentucky, and he was charged with burglary and public indecency by engaging in a sex act.
Mm-hmm. But he was in somebody's house at the time?
Yeah, somebody else's house, yeah.
And that's still public indecency. Because they looked through the window and saw him in somebody else's house.
I'm
very sensitive to that charge.
Sure, because you do that all the time, right?
I'm just saying, if you're in your house, it's on the person who's looking in the windows. It's not on you what you're doing in your house.
My problem is they didn't let the guy finish.
Right.
Right?
So, yeah.
Couches interrupt us, or whatever.
Remember,
you call it.
That's exactly the medical term, Kevin. Okay, remember when Catherwood told us that he made a couch his bitch, remember?
Sure, oh yeah.
Made a couch his bitch.
By the way,
just said on the show.
Multiple couches.
Yes.
No.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He lost a lot of roommates as a result of that.
Yep. And finally, an Ohio man has been charged after chasing a 6-year-old around the neighborhood while wearing a clown mask. He was chasing a 6-year-old.
Was it his?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Police say the girl first jumped into a stranger's car to get away and then ran into a stranger's apartment while screaming that a clown was chasing her.
Oh, no.
Police say the man in the apartment building came outside and fired his gun into the ground.
Oh wow.
I guess to scare off
the clown.
The
clown.
The father... So it was the girl's dad.
Okay.
The kid was scared enough to get in a stranger's car.
Oh, man.
To get away from her own father.
The father told police he chased his daughter to discipline her for behavior issues instead of spanking her. He's been charged with child endangerment and inducing panic. And police say the man who fired the gunshot has been charged with using a weapon while intoxicated.
This could have ended very poorly for everyone.
He should apologize to his daughter and make it up to her by taking her to the movies, right?
I don't...
And I think we all know what they need to go see.
Dumb.
Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner joins us, 8 o'clock this morning? Is that when you got Kurt on?
Yep,
that'll be fun. Coming up on the K... All right, I'm just back from vacation.
Aww. You're good.
How's it go again? Coming up on K-Rock, right? That's the station now?
Mm-hmm.
Calling in? Switzerland.
Take two.
Yes, indeed. Switzerland, you guys, is a country in the world that I had never been to before, and I went there last week. And Kevin, you went to Switzerland briefly, like for an afternoon, right?
Yeah, we were
a little bit of it.
We were near there for an Olympics or something, and we said, "Let's go to Switzerland." And we drove to Switzerland for 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's a bad plan.
It's a super fun place, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm not a big sweets guy, but I ate more chocolate in the few days that I was in Switzerland than I have probably had in the last 5 years,
right?
Because it's so good.
Right.
And we went to a chocolate factory out in Gière. We went to a company that has been around making chocolate for 200 years in Switzerland. I actually got to tour the factory and see how they do it. And at the end of it, they give you free samples, as many as you want.
Right. Nice. I need to move there for that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. And then in the hotel, we stayed in a nice hotel in Geneva. And every night when they come in for a turndown service, they leave you a tray of chocolates. Like every night, you come in, you go, well, there's another 20 chocolates there. I guess I have to eat. Otherwise, I don't want to be that rude American.
Right, sure.
So I'm so fat, you guys. I'm so fat. And the reason
I need to see a photo.
Yeah.
The reason we went to Switzerland, and then spent a few days in France after that, by the way. But the reason we went to Switzerland is because it was my wife's birthday, and it has long been a dream of hers to visit the Large Hadron Collider. And I know I talked about this a little bit before I went away. We had Jim Gaffigan in the studio. We got to talking about traveling and stuff, and I brought it up, and he was instantly bored, so we didn't get a chance to go there.
Maybe he represents our audience, though.
It is the largest machine in the world, for starters, the Large Hadron Collider.
Okay? Not impressed so far.
Think about that. It's the largest machine in the world.
All right.
How is that not impressive?
I mean, it doesn't make it impressive just because it's large.
Well, it is 150 feet underground, and it is 17 miles around.
Oh.
That's how big this is.
That is
17
large.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
That sounds big.
You have brought it into focus for us, Allie. Thank you. And it is a particle collider. Now, look, I have no mind whatsoever for science.
It's all right. I got you.
Thank you.
We are screwed.
I appreciate that. I'm my book on the plane. You know, I read a lot of books, particularly when I travel. I'm reading a biography of Nikola Tesla now.
Oh, my God. Me too.
He was involved in inventing motors and radio and lasers and X-rays. And as Kevin points out, he invented the Tesla car, right? And I'm telling you, just as the simplest concept of the difference between direct current and alternating current just boggles my mind. Like, I just don't have an aptitude. Like, some people just don't get math. I just don't get deep science.
Is this the place that we called because they said one of the side effects might be a black hole?
Yes.
Earth would be swallowed up into?
Right. Here's what they're doing at the Large Hadron Collider. And again, I don't pretend to understand this, and I'm sure there'll be smart people yelling at the radio, is they're trying to figure out the Big Bang. They're trying to figure out where all the mass in the universe came from if at one point it didn't exist. Like, what started it all? Mm-hmm. And that's why a few years ago, when the Large Hadron Collider was in the news because it discovered the God particle, as it's called, is they think they got really close to figuring out how electrons and neutrons and protons, how they can create mass out of nothing. And the way they did it was with this machine. They figured out a way to use magnets that are super cooled by helium and make electrons and protons go around this 17-mile track, basically, at 11,000 times a second and smash into each other. So what they're trying to do
sounds reckless. Are they trying to kill us?
What they're trying to do is to figure out what happens when those things smash into one another. But it's almost obviously it's something you can't see. It's something that has to be detected with machines, and then the data has to be analyzed. So it's extremely complicated, and they're measuring and tracking explosions that only happen in millionths of a second. Between these things that are so small, you can't even get your head around.
So what exactly do you see when you're there?
What experience did you have there? This is the outside of a tube. Thanks for coming.
Right?
Well, it is funny you should say that because you can't go down into the Large Hadron Collider. They won't allow you. You can't go down there.
Right.
You know, so you're
but
really...
But that's why you went there?
Yes. You're on top of it, though. You see a lot of what goes into building it, and you see a lot of the places where they put the things together and where they test the things, and they have lots of models
and demos and things like that. You first go in and they get, you have a physics lecture, actually. You actually go into a lecture hall and you have about
What a disaster of a vacation that would be. A lecture.
A 90-minute speech.
I'm on vacation. Give me a beer.
From a physicist.
No.
And he kind of brings you up to speed on what they do and what it is you're about to see. And then they go you around, and they take you to various parts of the compound. And by the way, at one point you cross the border from Switzerland into France. I mean, this thing is so big, it, you know, it's in two countries. And you, you actually just get to go in and see it and get your picture taken with it.
Okay. So then once you do that, so you've been lectured. Right. And then you get a selfie spot.
Right.
And that's it?
Well, I mean, again,
is that worth the trip?
It's a tour. They just they tell you as much as they can about how it all works, like what they did and what was involved in building and what kinds of experiments they're doing and the questions that they still have, the things they're still trying to learn.
So it took like 45 minutes.
And
Then you still had plenty of time to go to the world's smallest, you know, toilet or whatever it is you were there to see.
A good example, Kevin.
Why am I Mr. Bad Example? Well, you're bringing gold like that.
Is there such a thing?
There might be. I don't know.
Do you want to see that?
How small could it get? All right, back to you.
And how useful would it be?
Right.
No, I think it's about, it's about 5 hours, I guess, all told. But between the time you go in and sit down for the lecture to the time you actually leave at the end of the...
So you went all the way to Switzerland, and they said, here's a lecture. You can't go down and see anything down there. But here's some models.
Right. I mean, essentially, when you put it that way, it makes it sound lame.
I feel like they could just do this in Irvine.
Right?
Right? It's the same thing.
Sure. I think it was fun, though.
Define fun for us.
Well, when you put it that way.
Okay.
Ooh, one more fun fact about the Large Hadron Collider that I forgot to tell you guys.
I believe we're out of time. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie in for Ralph.
Go ahead, Bean.
The internet had existed since the late 1950s, but it was scientists at CERN that had the original idea to put links together on a web page that could then be shared. The first ever web page on the internet was created at CERN.
That was my bad.
That's on you, Ellen
McKay. Yeah,
that was Beans.
Fun fact.
That was my bad.
I tried to steer the car away from that. You just made us go right into it.
Apologies.
Okay.
And for Ralph, here's Allie.
Yeah, right. Hey, you guys, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to take your calls for a joke because today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And in the 8 o'clock hour, if you have the best pirate joke, guess what you're going to win? $1,000. But you're also going to get, just for free, just for telling the joke, a digital download of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which is available today as a digital download. So, I mean, really.
It's over my protest because pirate jokes suck, so $1,000 is too much for...
$1,000 is a great payoff for that.
Yeah.
But you're also getting a free digital download? All you win. Who loves you, baby?
Ahoy!
Ahoy.
Right?
Ahoy indeed. I'm not sure if you guys knew, but Morrissey opened up his own Twitter a while ago. Hadn't tweeted. People were wondering what the heck was happening. But yesterday, he tweeted, spent the day in bed. And people were like, all right, Morrissey, cool.
Right.
You're lazy.
I've
You're like
that.
Me.
I saw that in my timeline. I just assumed it was you, Allie.
Right? Oh. I love spending the day in bed. And I thought, Morrissey and I are so alike. Well, it turned out it's the name of his single. And we've got a little clip of it right here.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
I mean, did you feel it?
Really sounds different.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Oh, that wasn't
it. I spent the day in bed. You can please yourself, but I spent the day in bed. Pillows are like pillars, life ends in death. So there's nothing wrong with being good to yourself. Be good to yourself for once. No bus, no bus, no rain, no train, no bus.
Morrissey sounds happy.
Right?
Is
it Morrissey
cheerful?
Or is that a Morrissey parody act?
It's a great question.
Listen. Spent the day in bed, very happy I did. I recommend that you stop watching the news because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel small and alone. Now, that's very Morrissey.
Right.
But the way he did it with the happy little keyboard, and that's not very Morrissey.
Right.
But I'll take it.
Hmm.
It's slated to appear fifth on the singer's new LP, Low in High School, that's due out on November 17th. You guys want to hear some other song titles?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. We're going to kick it off with My Love, I'd Do Anything for You.
Okay, that's nice.
That's nice. Uh-huh. And then we get back to Morrissey, I Wish You Lonely. Okay, good. Home is a question mark.
Okay.
All right.
Home is a question mark.
I Bury the Living.
Oh, all right.
In Your Lap. All right.
All right.
Go on.
The Girl from Tel Aviv Who Wouldn't Kneel.
Go on.
All the Young People Must Fall in Love.
Okay.
When You Open Your Legs.
Now you're just mad with
me. These are real song titles. And this is one that surprised me. Who Will Protect Us from the Police? People targeting Morrissey?
That's odd.
Out there?
Isn't he a rich white man?
I thought he was. Okay. I thought he was, yeah.
Welcome back, Moz.
Yeah, he's got a couple of shows at the Hollywood Bowl in November, on November 10th and 11th.
Maybe not.
Possibly. You never really know with him.
What's his track record of Southern California show cancellations?
I feel like he's been on the upswing.
Meaning he's been fulfilling more obligations?
Yes, okay. more lately than not.
All right.
I don't know, you guys, but that's been your Moz update.
All right.
By the way, since yesterday tweeting spent the day in bed, he has tweeted two more times. He tweeted a bunch of different states, meaning obviously
tour.
He's going to do a little tour, and then just tweeted 4 hours ago, spent the day in bed is yours by pre-ordering Low in High School, and then the link. So if you want to follow Morrissey, it's at official Moz. All of these stars were born today, September the 19th. Actor Jeremy Irons, he's 69. Danielle Panabaker is 30. And tonight's show host Jimmy Fallon is 43. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Woke up this morning, turned on KNX, hear some news, and it was interview after interview. Yeah, I was in bed, and it started to shake, and I got up, and I realized we were having an earthquake. Yeah, what happened after that, sir? Not much, really. We didn't really have any damage here. All right, thanks a lot for calling. Let's go to the next caller. They were doing one right after another. I just laughed out loud. Why did they do it?
I don't. You know, honestly, from a business standpoint, I assume it's people don't know how strong it was at first when they feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So they turn on the radio and they want you to be talking about it. But no one that's telling any of those stories has anything to say.
And yes. Not with a 3.6 or 3.7. Right?
And this was 4 or 5 hours after it happened, too. This wasn't in the initial, we have to find out and make sure no freeways collapsed or any apartment complexes fell down or something like that.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it. I just...
Take your 3.6 and go someplace else.
Exactly. We've got no time for it.
Right.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Kevin DeBeach Show here on a Tuesday morning. This is a great story about a very enterprising young man named Alex who was going to the Electric Zoo Festival in New York. Have you been to that, Kevin? Is that one you've been to, the Rambles Island one?
I've not, but it's a lot like EDC Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, it's Deadmau5 and DJ Snake and Zedd and all those people.
Very popular festival. And like with so many festivals, they have a lot of restrictions about what you can and cannot bring into the venue. And one of them that they are very strict about is alcohol. Can't bring in alcohol.
Because they want to charge $1 million for a shot.
Yeah, they want to charge you $12 for a little shot glass. Exactly right. Well, he said, screw that, and he came up with a plan. Kevin, what did Alex do?
I found this on Festival Pro Tips on Facebook. There's an actual Facebook page called Festival Pro Tips.
Which I'm sure is your homepage.
He went 3 weeks before the festival and using GPS buried it, dug a hole, put a bottle of vodka inside the hole, and then covered it up.
Like a pirate's booty.
Yes, he says he got the idea from pirates.
Oh my gosh.
So he digs a hole, he puts a bottle of vodka in there. 3 weeks later, he goes to the Electric Zoo Festival, gets in, no problem, finds the spot with his GPS again, getting the exact spot where it is, looks around to make sure there's no security, digs a little hole, pulls up his vodka, there it is.
Is he bringing in shovels, like little tools? How's he getting there?
Don't know about the shovels. I'm guessing not, as I assume they wouldn't.
Yes, he
carried in a shovel.
In his post, he carried in not a big
there
shovel,
it is right
but
there.
Just a little hand trowel, it looks like. That's
why would they let that in?
Yeah, that does look like
a
weapon.
Vodka, but a hand trowel, whatever that is.
Right? if you have an axe, that's fine. You can bring that in.
First of all, kudos to this dude.
Right?
That's very clever. But why would he reveal it? Why would you want to? Why would you want to let that information be out there so that they can now be looking for you next time around?
Ah, that's a great question.
I would think this would be the type of secret you would keep to yourself and your friends.
We're going to take your calls in a second at 1-800-520-1067. Sneaking stuff into concerts or festivals. I don't want to say that someone at this radio station does that.
Mm-hmm.
Or has done that.
How would they do that with wine if they were?
Let's say it was wine.
Okay.
And you're a huge wine fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, say, a festival.
Okay.
In Indio. Let's say that's happening.
All right. Stagecoach.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
He or she would put the wine in like a freezer bag.
Like Ziplocs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they would put that one inside of another one to make sure it doesn't spill.
Right.
And then tape it to his waist and legs.
Or hers.
Or hers, right. Whichever.
Right. Sure.
Whichever it is.
Sure.
I don't want to give anything away.
No.
And then if you get patted down, it just sort of feels like you're a little fat. This is what he said.
Or she.
Or she, right.
Uh-huh. You're real bad at this. Uh-huh.
Okay. He or she said, if you get patted down, then it just feels like...
like extra hip.
Yes.
Yes.
And then he or she got inside the festival and then would take all those little baggies out and pour it back into whatever, a red Solo cup or whatever he got.
Wow.
So that happened. Because alcohol can be very expensive at festivals.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. You want to give some more hints as to who he or she might be?
No, I think I've done enough.
Do you?
All right, so we're taking your calls. If you can't call, please text 1-800-520-1067.
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here, because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Right, no
clues.
He
or she has a great point.
Right.
And we are looking for ways that you sneaked something into a festival,
yes,
right? So you want stories of what you put it in, where you put it on your body, what it is you're trying to get in and why. That's what you're looking for.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And it can be alcohol. It can be, you know, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
A weapon. I don't know. No weapon. No, we don't want calls about weapons.
How about you, Kevin? You seem like the kind of guy who would who'd try something like this.
I mean, I sneak into places, but I've never really taken anything in with me.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes a camera. Sometimes if they don't let a camera in, I'll throw it over the fence to, you know.
That seems good.
Say someone else that knows me.
Okay.
And they'll be on the other side of the fence and they'll catch it.
All right.
Sometimes that happens.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That makes sense. How about you, Allie?
I have. This was before the serious pat-downs where they do kind of the whole body thing.
Right.
But I used to put mini bottles inside the side of my bra.
Mini
bottles? Kinda, yeah,
oh, okay.
Just kind of stick them in there. So three on each side. Then you are good to go.
And you look good, too. And,
well, they're in the sides. I just look like I have weird growth. I'm fine with it.
All right, let's take a call before the break. Let's make it Josh and Diamond Bar. Line 2, please. 1-800-520-1067. What did you sneak into the concert or a festival and how? Josh, welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on?
Hi, long-time listener. I don't whore myself around to other radio stations in the morning, first of all.
I didn't understand what you said, but thank you.
But thank you anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually my mom. She sneaks in alcohol in her shampoo bottle and puts them in her makeup bag. So that way when she goes into the concerts or a festival, she just buys a $5 Coke.
I'm sorry, I thought you said your mom.
Yep.
Your mom's sneaking in alcohol.
Sneaks alcohol in shampoo bottles.
I respect it.
But
how long is she going to these festivals if she needs to shampoo her hair while she's there?
She's not shampooing her hair. She's just bringing it in.
Right, but I'm saying it just would seem weird that you would show up with bottles of shampoo.
Was it a festival, Josh, like a three-dayer?
Yeah, Coldplay she's done, Kings of Leon.
You know, those three-day festivals with Coldplay.
Day two of Coldplay, I'm like, right? Oh, I got to wash my hair. Yeah.
All right, Josh. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next time.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Just ahead of Oasis.
Oh, wow.
What now?
I mean.
Chip, you want to explain to people?
Kevin didn't have his mic on.
So I started talking without my mic on.
And I heard, a pause. Yeah. I heard Kevin wasn't talking, so I started. Then he just came in right on top of me.
Right. You weren't up either.
So, oh, okay,
well,
good.
Kevin's not in charge of whose mics go on. I mean, so that's really it's understandable.
It's really only my charge.
All right. It's just what you do over there.
Yep. Let's talk to Preston, line six in Sylmar. We're talking about you snuck something into a festival or concert. What was it? How did you do it? 1-800-520-1067. Preston, ahead of Oasis. What's your story?
What'd it do, Kevin and Bean?
Hi there. What'd it do?
I used to have super long hair, about 3 feet, and it was really thick. And I had about 15 rubber bands that would run down it. I would roll joints and then just stick them down in the hair. I got about 16 joints into the Big Four Festival with Slayer and Metallica and Megadeth. They didn't even touch it.
That's pretty strong.
Smart.
That's pretty strong, but how do the hair doobies taste?
Oh, well, I had them wrapped up in baggies,
good.
Slid them right down through, and they never even looked twice, man. You couldn't even tell.
All right.
And that was an attractive look, I bet, too, that 3 feet of big, thick hair, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in a ponytail, so it looked good.
All right.
Well, if it's in a ponytail, it's got to look good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling. More calls after Oasis on K-Rock. From the 818, dear Kevin and me, needed to sneak liquor onto a cruise. Didn't even think about that, getting onto a boat. Filled 1 liter smart water bottles with vodka and rum, then saran wrapped them to my boyfriend's legs. He wore baggy pants to cover them up. Worked like a charm, says Rachel.
How do you put a 1 liter bottle in your pants? No one notices.
Saran wrapped them around your legs, she says, and put on baggy pants. But again, you know, depending on how in-depth the search is, that's right. When something like that comes out. All right, we're taking some more calls now. Where do you want to start? You want to do, let's do Eric in Calabasas, line five. How about him to get us going here?
All right. Hey, Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. You all snuck stuff into a concert or a festival?
Concert. Okay. Matter of fact, it would be almost due to Christmas. So.
Oh, all right. No worries.
So here we go. Back in the, last year, not very, very far back, but my wife would
okay, you got to get to it.
Yeah. Out tampons and sneak joints in.
All right.
I'm not saying that I'd partake in that activity, but I thought it was a pretty clever idea.
If you weren't, we'd be disappointed.
Based on the other callers, it looks like it's a common idea, and it makes a lot of sense because nobody's going to dig too deep into that area in your purse, right? They're not going to be too interested in that. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jack, Los Angeles, line one, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jack, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So a few years ago, I used to date this Russian girl who was big on, like, dance clubs and dance festivals, and her girlfriend dragged me out to Vegas to one of those daytime pool parties.
Yep.
And I was bored to death because I'm a metal guy, and I went to take a leak, and one of her girlfriends comes out of the bathroom. She sees me, and she pulls me in, and she hands me a couple of ecstasy pills. And I was like, how did you get those in? And because, we got searched to the bone at the entrance. So
right.
She's like, well, thanks to my amazing vagina.
Oh.
Vagina E. I like it.
Oh, yeah. We had fun. There, from then on, it was all fun.
See, Jack, that's what you needed specifically to enjoy that festival.
Yeah, some Russian vagina E.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just bragging, right? That's all that's happening there.
Of course.
All right. Let's get into Brian in the Riverside. I think he's got a strategy for us we haven't discussed yet.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. I worked at the Renaissance Festivals, but this kind of works for any festival will allow you to have a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You just pre-mix your cocktails and you put them into Gatorade bottles.
So in other words, if you're going to the type of place where you're allowed to bring in a drink, just not alcohol,
mm-hmm. which I don't know any of those.
Yeah, well, most places you can't bring in any drinks. That's the problem.
Let alone a cooler full of drinks.
Well, you can go to the Renaissance Festivals, you can go to the beach, you can go to
but no one goes to the Renaissance Festivals because they blow.
Brian works for the Renaissance Festival.
Brian, okay, I'm sure you're a very nice man, but get off my phone.
Oh.
All right. Let's try, I don't know. This is. What do you think?
Not the Renaissance Fair, no. Let's do Jason, who is calling us from Los Angeles. Hi, Jason.
Okay. Okay.
Hi,
man.
Hello.
Hey, Jason, go on. What's happening?
Yeah, so we actually went to a concert out in Hollywood with a bunch of my friends back when we were, like, in high school. And just for kicks, one of my friends was really big, so we started playing a bunch of stuff under his stomach, like under his gut.
Mm. Under his gut, you said?
Yeah, we put, like, packs of cigarettes. One of my friends had cigarettes. We were all underage, so, of course, we weren't going to get in with
got to get some fatter friends,
right?
Yeah.
I need somebody who can sneak stuff in under his roll of fat.
Mugs.
Got mugs.
Mugs, come in here.
Why didn't we think of that?
Got Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback, just after 8 o'clock this morning.
By the way, double Hall of Fame quarterback. The only person in the NFL Hall of Fame and the Arena Football Hall of Fame.
Right, but the Arena Football Hall of Fame.
I don't know if you're real proud of that.
And my question to you guys is, football. Did you know there was an Arena Football Hall of Fame?
I did not know.
I did not either.
No.
But anyway, he's the only man. So it is crazy to think that he couldn't get on a team.
Yeah, for a while.
For 2 or 3 years.
Didn't he play in Canada, too?
I don't remember.
I think.
I thought he was just American Arena Football, but it's just so funny that the career he went on to go have when he couldn't even get a team to sign him.
Right.
So anyway, Kurt Warner, now NFL analyst on NFL.com or NFL Network, is going to be joining us coming up. First, though, we just got back from vacation. And I say we, I mean Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, our producer, and me, Bean. Our vacations coincided with the same week, so we were both out until today.
Dave doesn't want to be here unless you're here, Bean. He gets sad.
Well, because we boys.
Oh, I'm sad.
And last hour, I shared some of the details of my exciting trip to the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland. That was the highlight of my vacation. And Dave had a very different vacation from mine.
Oh, boy. Just before Dave tells his story, I would just like to say that we all ask each other, hey, what are you doing on vacation? Mm-hmm. Dave says, going on a cruise. And he means cruise. going on a cruise. And we were like, oh, okay. All right. If that's your thing, cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't a cruise.
No.
Dave didn't go on a cruise at all.
No.
Dave, you want to describe what you did?
All right, look. Well, first of all, I never said I went on a cruise. I went on a boat. But this boat happened to be a yacht. And I went to the Greek islands, the Ionian islands. I can't honestly tell you where I went because we were, as soon as we stepped on board, alcohol was served.
Right.
And it was served until we stepped off.
And was it expensive?
Yes, it was kind of expensive, except that, you know, I'm lucky enough to know a couple of people who are pretty wealthy and were nice enough to let us hop on their boat.
So you didn't get charged for the alcohol at all?
Well, we prepaid and stuff like that. So it was all packed. Like everything was paid for in advance. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so they charged us leading up to it and gave us a chance to pay for everything in advance. And then we just...
Tell people about the boat, please.
What do you mean?
The boat.
The boat itself?
Yes.
The yacht.
It was a yacht.
The freaking yacht.
I know. I don't know what we're going for. Yacht. It's a yacht. It's big. I don't know.
It's one of those beautiful yachts like you see Jay-Z on.
Yeah, like P. Diddy.
Right.
Yes. I mean, it had
it's insane.
It had a jacuzzi. It had a jet ski, you know, we had a couple of things, rafts and stuff like that we played with, and we cruised from port to port every night in Greece.
And you were with really ugly people, right?
Yeah,
tell everybody who was on the cruise, or just describe them, please.
So it was me, three other guys, and eight attractive women.
And by attractive, you mean Instagram models.
I don't know
why Dave won't say any
of this. Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird.
I don't want to define them as Instagram models. I didn't know any of these people going into them. And then when I met them, there was two Instagram models, one actual real model.
Right.
Instagram famous person.
Okay.
And so these were all like social media people.
Okay.
So they were all there.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
How are you on that yacht?
Like I said,
how did that happen?
My friend happened to know all these people and works with them.
Right.
And invited us on it, me and my girlfriend. And we went and we were amazed by the people that
were on the boat.
The
first picture I saw, I believe, was the three topless girls facing away from you.
Yes. They didn't want to, you know, they were taking a photo for Instagram, so they couldn't show nudity.
Right.
But that was as close as they could get to nudity.
For
Instagram. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So then,
I assume you were all naked on the boat the whole time.
No, there's a lot of talks. But then we picked up another Instagram person.
You picked up another Instagram
model? Yes, in the middle of the trip. And her name is Miss Tina Louise, if you want to check her out on Instagram.
Okay.
And she...
From Gilligan's Island?
I was going to say, isn't that Ginger?
Yes, that's what I thought too.
How's she look nowadays? Well, she was,
let's just say that
she was not wearing a bikini, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she enjoyed not wearing a top.
Oh.
So that was nice.
Okay.
You know, except when you're sitting next to your girlfriend and she's, like, elbowing you. Like, what are you looking at?
What does she expect?
I know.
There's a model there that's topless. You're supposed to not look?
Like, we're eating breakfast and this girl's topless. What am I supposed to do?
Right?
Pass the eggs. Whatever's around you. Can you pass? Just keep passing whatever you got near you.
All right, Bean, I'm sorry. What did you do on vacation?
I mean, I went to see the world's largest machine.
Okay, Dave?
Hung out with Instagram models.
On a yacht.
On a yacht.
Dave, was there any... Look, I know you're in a very committed relationship.
I am, yes.
You and Chris have been together for years now. And
yes, I love my girlfriend.
And you're going to get married. I mean, you share a dog together, for God's sake.
Yeah, we do.
It's serious. There had to have been a day in your mind that you thought, I got to get... This has to happen, right?
This has to happen.
You
like
woke up and you said yacht orgy today is happening.
I mean, it was on the itinerary.
Right? Yacht orgy.
How does it not cross your mind that maybe something like that might break out after a long day out in the hot sun?
Just what if?
Listen, yeah. She may be awake right now, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, I see.
Right, so it's a story for your girlfriend, right?
It crossed your mind, though, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying there was a couple attractive people who were very single, and they were on that boat.
Were they perhaps making out with each other?
They might have been.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so I was, like, tapping on the shoulder, like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing? You want to go get a drink on the boat? That'll be cool.
So under different circumstances, it might have happened, Dave?
Oh, listen. If single Dave was on that boat, no game, remember that? Would have taken an effect, and I would have had all of them. Don't get me wrong.
I don't doubt it, by the way.
By the way, I do.
Allie, you weren't on the show the January that we came back to work and found out that Dave had nailed Miss Double December. And not only had nailed her, but was now her boyfriend.
Really?
Dave, his no game game is not a joke. I'm telling you, he is somehow irresistible to women.
Somehow I got Chris to like
me.
Chris is awesome.
You said women. Let's say woman.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Kurt Warner joins us, 8 o'clock this morning? Is that when you got Kurt on?
Yep.
That'll be fun. Coming up on the K... All right, I'm just back from vacation.
Aww. You're good.
How's it go again?
That was a moment with Bean.
Sweet.
You know, call letters are hard. But Kurt Warner is next on K-Rock. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
You guys heard about this movie, American Made?
Yes.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise,
Can't wait.
So he's a former pilot who then smuggles drugs for the Medellin cartel in the 80s. Then to avoid jail time, he starts working for the government. And he basically serves as an informant. What can go wrong?
Right.
Right?
This looks so good.
It looks so good. It hits theaters September 29th, but we want to give you tickets to the advanced screening of American Made at Pacific's The Grove Theater September 26th. Let's take the first five callers. You're going to get a pair of passes at 1-800.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
You never do it to Ralph. You just do it to me.
I'll do it to Ralph. Just remind me. I'll do it.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. Give a call right now. 1-800-5-
We got a winner!
No, we don't. We don't yet.
Nelly.
1-800-520-1067. Pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced Screening of American Made.
We have a winner!
We don't. We are just taking calls right now. You guys, another day, another...
We have a winner, believe it or not.
I don't believe it, because we don't. Another day, another Taylor Swift lawsuit.
What a surprise.
Seriously. But this time, she's being sued by a couple of songwriters, Sean Hall and Nathan Butler. They claim that their song, Playa's Gonna Play, which was recorded by the girl group 3LW in 2001, includes the lyrics, quote, Playa's... They're gonna play, and haters, they're gonna hate. So naturally, T Swizzle stole.
Wait a minute.
The lyrics to Shake It Off.
Both of those have been said by millions of people,
and they will again.
Yeah.
But we actually have some clips. First up is Taylor with Shake It Off.
I'd say according to her new song, she didn't do a very good job of shaking it off.
She absolutely hasn't. And now here's the girl group 3LW. Players, they gon' play. And haters, they gonna hate. Ballers,
Shut
guilty.
I mean, they do both say play is going to play and hate is going to hate.
Right.
But beyond that, I don't hear a lot of similarities.
I'm automatically against Taylor Swift because she's the worst.
Yeah.
I hate to side with her.
Yeah.
But this sounds ridiculous.
What if Taylor then said shot caller is going to call?
I mean, now.
Then.
Then you've got an issue.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think this might be a little frivolous.
Yeah.
And why so soon to file this lawsuit, right? By the way?
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. It must take a while for it to go through the courts to get to the point where it can become a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, it
right?
does seem like all of these are way late.
It takes so long.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Something else that's taken a long time. Another Andrew WK album.
Is it about partying, I hope?
Well, yeah, I think it might be. He announced yesterday the release of his new album, which will be out on March 18th. And here's how he described it. Quote, the sound of pure, unadulterated power. Every emotion, every thought, every experience, every sensation, every fear, every joy, every clarity, every confusion, every up, every down. All extruded and concentrated into one thick syrup of super life force feeling. And then physically amplified by the celebratory spirit of glorious partying.
I don't even understand that.
I mean,
I wonder who wrote that.
I mean, honestly, it's got a lot of range there.
Yeah. What if his new album was just about not partying? Just like reading a book. Staying in.
Gotta read a book. That would be awesome.
It would be the best.
Can I hear more, Kevin?
Yeah, let's hear how it would go.
I love reading a book. I'm going to read a book. You know. You can fill it in.
I like.
Reader's gonna read, read, read.
Right.
What else would he do instead of partying?
I'm done.
Come on.
Gotta take a nap. Like that. That kind of stuff. Not partying. Gotta drink some tea. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing out some suggestions if you need some help.
Just spitballing. That is some good stuff. If you bought the lemon-colored vinyl edition of Beyoncé's Lemonade album, you might be in for a surprise. A lot
Why?
Of people, thank you for asking, have received their copies, and they've been mispressed. And instead of Beyoncé's Lemonade, they have songs by the Canadian punk band Zex on side one. Z-E-X.
Okay.
Zex. So you think you're going to listen to some Lemonade, and instead it's a Canadian punk band.
Hmm. That's very different.
That is very different.
Now, that's oftentimes good news when a mistake like that is
made.
Yeah. Now you got yourself a collectible, right?
For sure.
Any idea? Are they saying what that might be worth? Have you got one?
It says here $1 zillion.
Doesn't say that.
It does not. It does not. Yeah, no more information on that. Sorry. Sorry, guys. This is very, very sad. Netflix is ordering a Stranger Things themed pop-up bar in Chicago to shut down. Right? Variety reports the bar, which has been named after the dark parallel universe from the Netflix show, opened in August and became a hit. It serves drinks including a syrup-flavored cocktail called 11 Zagos and features decor that matches the show like a Christmas light alphabet wall. But Netflix has ordered cease and desist.
Didn't have anything to do with it?
Yeah. They were hoping that the bar would stay open until the second season of the show, but they're going to be shutting it down as of October.
Hmm.
I mean, really.
Right?
Come on, Netflix.
Right?
Let the people drink. Right? Let the people have some 11 Zagos. What does that drink taste like?
Ass.
Thank you, Kevin. Mm-hmm. It tastes like ass. Speaking of ass, E! Has decided to bag Mariah Carey's docuseries, Mariah's World, after the first season. Did you guys see any of this?
It was awful.
The
but almost worth watching because it was so bad.
Yeah, absolute train wreck. Although the show began with around 2.2 million viewers, after 8 episodes, the audience had dropped to around 500,000. So you don't want that as far as ratings go. But it's not over for Mariah. VH1 will be filming a docuseries for her upcoming tour. She, of course, is celebrating the 20th anniversary of her Butterfly album with the string of shows, and cameras will capture the behind-the-scenes action.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Yeah. I do love video, though, of Mariah on stage where she can't be bothered to move.
Yeah.
Really. Like, not dancing, not doing anything. It's just, it's like, oh, this is so boring. So good. I like it a lot. Let's talk about some birthdays, shall we? All of these stars born on September 19th. Actress Danielle Panabaker is 30. Jimmy Fallon turns 43. And actor Jeremy Irons is 69 today. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
This Thursday, by the way, K-Rock has taken over. K-Rock is taking over. I already said that part. Not Scary Farm.
This is quite the day back.
I'm liking this.
I'm having a problem. You know, I'm okay with the job except for the K-Rock part.
Right.
That seems to be the hang-up for
me.
Well,
that's new.
Both times today.
Mm-hmm.
So K-Rock has taken over Not Scary Farm is the part that I was trying to say properly. And that means good things for you because Nicole Alvarez is going to be broadcasting live from there on that day. The details are at KROQ.com. And we are also giving away tickets all throughout the week, including every hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A 4-pack of passes to K-Rock Not Scary Farm. Your chance to win coming up in moments. You know, Kevin, we talk about all the time how we don't know a dude and increasingly a lady who hasn't grown up picture being a professional athlete. I mean, those are your early heroes when you're young. And maybe you dream of, you know, winning the Super Bowl. Maybe that's your dream. Nobody dreams about getting into the Football Hall of Fame. That's so far beyond. I'm not only going to play the game. I'm not only going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to be one of the greatest that ever played and be enshrined in Canton forever in the Hall of Fame. But that's what happened to our next guest, Kurt Warner, who joins us, of course, from the NFL Network. One of the all-time greats and beloved around here. Kurt, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
What was going through your mind as you walked up to the podium to give that speech recently to be inducted into Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just as you mentioned, I mean, there's so many things that go through your mind, but, you know, the first one is just, man, how did I get here? You know, how do you find yourself in this moment, and especially after everything I went through? You know, there may have been dreams, you know, early on when, you know, you're playing, or I collected football cards and I would see these, you know, Hall of Famers on these cards, and you think, man, that would be awesome to one day be considered the best at what you do. And then, you know, my story just, you know, took so many turns and twists that, you know, somewhere along the way that dream got lost, and it was simply just, man, I'm just dreaming of playing one day, you know, getting a chance to one day play in the NFL. You know, and then even when I get there, and then, you know, a couple Super Bowls and a couple MVPs in St. Louis, and now maybe you go, oh, well, okay, maybe the Hall of Fame's back in the equation. And then I'm released and I bounce around and then I go to Arizona. And, you know, again, that dream just kind of disappears. So it's pretty incredible, you know, when you're walking up there and you're just thinking about, you know, first, how far you've gone and how long the journey has been. And then secondly, you know, I think the great moment about the Hall of Fame stage and being able to give your speech is celebrating all those other people that really were with you on the journey, the sacrifices that they made, the support that they gave you, you know, when my journey was, you know, way off track. And you need a couple people to go, okay, let's keep chasing this. Or a wife to say, okay, I'm willing to sacrifice this so you can continue to chase your dream. That to me was what that moment was all about, is having my chance to really say thank you and to celebrate everyone that was a part of the journey, not just my journey itself. And, you know, those were a couple of the things that really were going through my mind at that time, that I wanted to do justice to the people that really shaped the person, because it was the person that was able to sustain, you know, all those different things when people told me no, or when I was sitting on the bench, or when I was getting cut. And there was a lot of people that shaped that person and the character that drove me all those years.
Let's talk about that path
to the NFL. Correct me if I have this wrong, but you were cut by the Green Bay Packers. Then you stocked shelves in an Iowa grocery store. Then you started in the Arena Football League. Then you played NFL Europe, which I didn't even know existed. And then the Rams quarterback Trent Green went down, and they called you, and you took that team to the Super Bowl and won it?
But yeah, I mean, it's,
at 28 was your first year.
Pretty accurate. Yeah, that was my first. My first start came when I was 28 years
wow.
old. Yeah, so I mean, you know, again, so many different incredible things, and you know, it's funny. I look back at my career, and for so many years, you're going, man, why me? You know, why do I have to be the guy that sits on the bench, and why do I have to be the guy that plays arena football? Why couldn't I just be the number one draft pick? but at the same time, if I had, you know, if I would have looked back on my younger self and, you know, when I was 10 years old and said, okay, by the time you're 28, you'll be starting in the NFL, you'll have won an MVP, and you'll have won a Super Bowl, would you take it? And I'd be like, well, of course, by the time you're 28, if you can
sure.
have all that. So it just so happened that all of that happened in my first year, and so I kind of got catapulted to where I would have loved to have been at that age anyways. It just all happened in 1 year as opposed to a progression. And then I look back and go, man, I'm so glad the story played out like it did, because no one will ever have the same story. No one will ever be able to say they did it this way. And, you know, always, as I said, for so many years, it's like, I don't want this story. And now I look back and I go, man, I am glad no one else has this story. I'm glad it was me that got to be a part of it.
Yeah, you say that now, but when you're 20,
right, yeah, no, exactly.
When you're 20, even when you're 26, you're like, this sucks.
No, no doubt about it. There were lots of times where I was wishing I had somebody else's story. But you're
so
right. After the fact, you can look back and laugh on it a little bit.
Right.
Kurt Warner on the Kevin DeBeach Show, of course, one of the hosts of NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network on Sundays, and we're going to talk about the documentary they're starting Thursday. It sounds fascinating in a moment, but I have to ask you one more local thing, Kurt, and I'm sure you have a lot of allegiance still. You probably still follow and are favorites with the Rams. What do you think of the transition to L.A.? What's your feeling here in town about the acceptance of the team back in L.A.?
Well, I think it's going to be a process. What you know about L.A. is there's a million things going on, and there's a million things that can grab your attention. And that's the challenge that the Rams are going to have, that the Chargers are going to have, is being able to capture the attention of the people there, because – there is so much going on. You know, the one great thing I think for the Rams is that there's a built-in fan base from years and years ago. I mean, when I played in St. Louis for the Rams and we would venture out to the L.A. area, or I would do an event out in L.A., it was amazing to me how many fans we had that continued to follow us, you know, from the time they were in L.A. originally. And so I think that's a good part, is you're seeing that in the Coliseum. You're seeing a bunch of people out there and some big fans. But again, you got a busy city like that, you're going to have to win. You're going to have to put a good product out there. You're going to have to excite people to want to come to the stadium, because they could choose so many different things. So I'm excited to see where they go, and I think the start this year is going to help. The stadium is going to be incredible. That's going to help. But at the end of the day, we know you've got to give them a good product and something they want to come see every Sunday.
All right, one last question about that, and it is at least privately. I know, you know, you're an announcer for the NFL Network, but privately, do you sort of follow the Rams and the Cardinals just because you spent so much time at each place?
No question.
Yeah.
You know, and I still live in Arizona, so still have, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, a good friend of mine, on the team. So no question.
Name dropper.
You know, that I am following those teams, and I want them to do well, and the ownership you know, the changes that they make, and the young quarterback out in L.A., that, you know, you want to see your teams build a strong tradition and every year be considered a team that can compete for a championship. And so, yeah, no question, you know, your allegiance can't be too strong, because you have to be, you know, as an analyst, you have to be impartial to all the teams and be able to share your thoughts and feelings. But, yeah, underneath, there's no question that there's a special place for both of those organizations, and I'm always pulling for them.
But no love for the Giants, right? Just to be clear.
You know, I'm very, you know, thankful for my time there, but I definitely don't have
that connection,
an allegiance to that team like I did to the other team.
Let's talk about Thursday, Kurt, because I know we're going to run out of time here. So the NFL Network game Thursday is Rams versus 49ers. A lot of California love there. And then this documentary, The Greatest Show on Turf, looks so fascinating to me. and you were right there in the middle of it, the sea change from rushing to passing that you were a part of in that Rams organization that turned the entire game upside down. Sounds like a fascinating topic for a documentary.
Well, I think it's going to be fun. I would still make the argument that it was possibly the greatest offense the NFL has ever seen. You know, with the pieces that we had, a number of Hall of Famers, with, as you said, the way we kind of revolutionized the game to where it is now, kind of a pass-first, attacking, throwing the ball down the field, such great characters and great talented players on that team. So I'm excited, you know. I mean, I sat down for the interview, but I'm excited to watch the documentary.
But I can't believe people were booing you when you were passing back then because they wanted you to run.
Well, yeah, it was just, again, we're all uncomfortable with things that we're not familiar with. And it was so different at the time. Just a few teams, maybe Dan Marino's team in the 80s, and then we came along. But now that's where the NFL has gone. It's a pass-first league.
It's hard to remember before it was right. A pass-first league to
exactly.
Me.
Exactly. Yeah. So to know, you know, before the rule changes and before that was really the norm, we were kind of at the forefront of that. And so it was a fun time because it was an unbelievable time. People still talk about those years we had together and how much fun it was to watch football then. And then to know that we ushered in some of those changes to where the game's at right now is something we take pride in.
Greatest show on turf, NFL Network, this Thursday following the Rams 49ers game. Final question for me, Mr. Warner, and that is, when you see Tom Brady, who is what, 64, 65 years old out there, performing at the level he's playing, does it give you a little bit of a twinge? Are you still a tiny bit jealous you still aren't out there?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, because I feel great, and I feel like I could still play. And I think the other part to that is we lack really good quarterback play in the league right now. And I watch film every week, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel like I could go out and do better right now
right.
than some of these guys. So, yeah, and then you see a guy like Tom and Drew and all these guys playing, pushing 40. You do that sometimes go, man, could I go out there right now and be better than
when was the last time you were connected when a team called you and offered you to play?
You know, funny thing is I really haven't had many calls even since I retired. You know, about a year and a half after, people were asking me that, and I called my agent. I'm like, did anybody ever call? And he said, nope, nobody ever called. So
I was expecting.
Well, I think the bottom line was that they knew – you know, just because of the person that I was when I said I'm retiring,
right?
They knew that meant I was retiring.
Right.
That
right.
I wasn't waffling. I wasn't, oh, well, you know, I think I'm going to retire. Or I'm not really sure. And I haven't, you know, when I was done, I was done.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you didn't farve it up, right?
That. And, you know, so I never really reached out or nobody really reached out to me. But maybe it was just because they thought I was old and couldn't play anymore.
Well,
I'm going to believe the other.
You are a delight. We admired you as fans, and we love seeing you on TV. You do a great job with the commentary and everything. NFL Game Day morning Sundays, and look for the game on the NFL Network this Thursday. You're welcome anytime on the Kevin Beach, my friend. Thanks so much for coming
on. Awesome. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You
have a great morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk about the Mad Pooper, huh?
Mad Pooper.
Right, the Mad Pooper. Uh-huh. And, you know, we got it sent it by 1,000 people because they know this is right up our alley. And this is out of Colorado Springs. And, Allie, I have questions for you as we go through this story as a person who worked in news and got assigned to go out and cover stories. Mm-hmm. But let's see what they're saying on the TV.
Well, this is new tonight. A family has had enough. They say a woman is defecating on their sidewalk near Briargate and Union in Colorado Springs. The family says they've caught her in the act twice now.
Now, by the way, let's make this distinction, and it's a very important one. We've covered multiple phantom poopers in the past, including
right.
one here at K-Rock.
Right.
This is not a phantom pooper, you guys. This is a mad pooper.
Mad pooper.
They've seen this woman. They've talked to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she is just a mad pooper.
They've begged her to stop, but now Springs police are getting involved.
I would love so much to have video of them begging her to stop. Like, what can her answer back be?
Please, please, we're just go to another neighborhood. Anything.
And what's her defense? Like, wouldn't you think that when the people come out and you're pooping in their yard and they say, look, we hate to impose, but maybe don't take a crap on our bushes. What does she possibly say back? Does she just say no? Does she offer some defense as to why she's doing it? What do you think is going on in that conversation?
Drama queen.
I can't imagine.
I mean, what could she say? She has no defense. There's no reason for it. It's not an emergency. Again, she's done it twice. This isn't an act of desperation where a woman is driving down the road and has no choice.
But you can't just poop on command, can you?
Some people can, I'll bet.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow.
I mean, right, you're pretty close.
It's a gift. Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Just add cheese pizza. All right, let's find out.
11 News reporter Spencer Wilson joins us live in the studio. And Spencer, this is so gross. What is the family saying about how often this is happening?
All right, let me ask you about Spencer, Allie. Mm-hmm. When he gets that assignment from the desk,
yeah,
does he fight back or does he love the fact that he gets to cover the mad pooper?
Spencer's stoked. He can't wait to get out there and tackle this, for sure.
Blessed, yeah. Like they were wrestling in the newsroom for this assignment. Yeah. Like, oh, let me go. All right.
Elisa, according to the Buddy family, about once a week, they're getting all too familiar with the paper towels she wipes with and the nasty surprises she leaves behind.
Once a week!
We call her the Mad Paper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness.
By the way, did you guys look at the article? Did you see the screen grab that they took of the mad pooper?
No.
I did not, know.
Okay, because I would have thought if I had just heard this story and didn't do a two-hour deep dive into it last night, that this is some senile old lady who has mental problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with the fact that it's a lady. Isn't it always a dude?
Yes. Very unusual. Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Very unusual that it would be a woman in the first. And I know that, you know, mental illness can hit anyone at any age. She is young and fit. I mean, if you saw her, if you were driving by her and you saw her jogging down the road, Kevin, you would slow down. Huh. I'm telling you, she looks good. And again, anyone can have problems upstairs, but it's just everything about this is a surprise to me.
And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, and never run here ever again.
By the way, that's a pretty reasonable assumption because the first time it happens, you just think emergency, right?
Right. Yeah. Sure.
Not the case.
Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
There are so many bathrooms within 100 feet of where this lady is pooping in their yard.
Hmm. Now, do we know if she's targeting this family or if it's just for some reason she's locked in on their yard? They got a really nice yard for that.
The grass is calling to her. Yeah. Let's find out if she's pooping anywhere else. That's a great question. Is it just them? Like, maybe she should be asking her husband, hey, you don't happen to know this lady, do you? Maybe it's one of those kinds of revenge deals, maybe.
Sure. Revenge poop, yeah.
A revenge poop, sure. We've all been there.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign, posting this sign to get her to cut the...
Okay, so...
Come on now.
Smear campaign. Sure. Valley, you love that joke.
The sign is a picture of the woman. It says, do you know this woman? She's pooping in the yard. Like, as if you could embarrass this lady, by the way.
Yeah, she's good.
She's fine with it, yeah. Thanks for the notoriety.
Well, you know.
Quick to go, it's disgusting. I mean, bottom line is, it's disgusting.
Officer,
I love that they went into the community in Colorado Springs and started asking people who have nothing to do with the story their opinion on this lady pooping on somebody's yard.
As if they're going to get anything else other than it's disgusting. And if somebody's going to go, you know what? Kind of like it.
Where is this yard? Let me check it out. Sounds great.
Officers have asked Kathy to snap some pictures of the runner and get the word out, hoping she will stop before indecent exposure and public defecation charges.
It's just not a natural thing we would do in our society to drop your trouser and relieve yourself right there when you know there's people around, especially.
Kathy, let me know.
Yes.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And by the way, Kevin, you always like to imagine that conversation on that first night in jail. What are you in for?
Yep.
When it's public defecation.
Yep.
That's what you're in for.
Kathy let me know she's had other people come forward and say that they have the same thing happening to them. They've seen that woman relieve herself outside of a Walgreens and in people's backyards. If you know who she is, police would love to hear from you. Lisa, back to you.
So it's not just this family.
Wow, she's spreading it around. She's
it's
all
a smear
over
campaign, Kevin.
Come on.
Mad pooper. Mad pooper.
Oh, so my God.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. That's something.
Yeah.
I love it. Fantastic. All right, we have $1,000 for you. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to take pirate jokes. Are we? Is that a final decision?
Yeah.
I guess it's too late to change it at this point. Look, we were here's the thing. We were way into Talk Like a Pirate Day for a number of years.
For 1 year.
No, I think we were excited. At least I was excited about it for at least three.
Right.
But then it just, we fell off a cliff with it.
Right.
But it's back because we have such a great prize to give away that's so perfect for this. And it's the free digital download of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, available everywhere today. Plus, you will win $1,000 if we either pick your joke or we do a grand prize drawing among everybody who calls in. But you can't, well, you can't even qualify unless you call right now with your favorite pirate joke. 1-800-520-1067. Do we have to explain what a pirate joke is? Do people know at this point?
I mean, if they don't, they shouldn't call.
All right. If you know what, if you've got to talk like a pirate joke, we want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. Someone, maybe you, wins $1,000 next night. All right. The great news is, for all the Kevin and Bean listeners on hold, you have each won the digital download of Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Now,
you've done nothing.
Are we locked into that?
Yes. They've all won.
So let's say we hate their joke.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just getting to the next step of the competition. They have already won the digital download, and you can see it too. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, available on demand today. Okay. Now, for your pirate joke, let's find out who wins the $1,000. Hit it, Steve.
Ahoy, me mateys. Come aboard the Kevin and Bean Show and tell these two bilgerettes your best pirate joke. Arr! And get into the drawing to win $1,000 in pirate's booty. Arr! Be funny or you'll walk the plank and I'll stick my peg leg in your bunghole. So shiver me timbers, you scallywags, and make sure the joke is clean because the Kevin and Bean Show is not rated R.
I mean, a little plus, a little on the delivery, but all right.
All right, so let's just burn through them as fast as we can, shall we?
Could I just butt in?
Yes.
Do we demand that they do it as a pirate? I feel like we should do that.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it in the pirates. Absolutely. Yeah, right, the pirates' accent, sure. Let's just take them in order. We'll start with a Stephen in Palmdale to get us going. Again, Stephen, you're playing for $1,000. Let's hear your best pirate joke.
Arr. I must be a pirate because I'm digging Allie's chest.
Oh, Stephen, you know the patch only goes over one eye.
Hold on. He's a blind pirate.
They're not big. They're small.
Let's try.
What I'm saying is my chest.
Right.
Is, okay.
Let's try Suzanne and Chino up next, line two.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hello. Yar. How much would a pirate charge to pierce your ear? A buccaneer.
A buccaneer. Come on.
See?
It's a classic, but it's still good, right?
Okay.
All right. Who's next?
Danny and El Segundo. Hi.
Yar, me matey. What's a pirate's favorite letter?
I mean, I assume it's R, isn't it?
No, it's the C.
Okay.
The
not
C.
Bad
oh,
because
I see.
C misdirection.
Yeah, switch it up.
I hate that. That's very strong. That's deep.
I mean, I hate it, but I don't hate it. Chelsea and Reseda. Hi.
Good morning, Kevin and me.
Good morning.
What did the pirate say when he turned 80 years old?
Ooh, what did the pirate say when he turned 80? I don't know.
I'm 80.
I see.
I didn't get it until Bean said it.
All right. All right. Well done, Chelsea. Thank you.
Let's go to Manny in Los Angeles. Hi, Manny.
How you doing, matey?
Good.
What's a horny pirate's worst nightmare?
Horny pirate's worst nightmare. I don't know.
A sunken chest with no booty.
Oh, so Allie again. Oh, right. Wow, you're really getting picked on today.
That's all right.
He didn't mention Allie, just you did. But
well,
all knew. Jonathan in Ontario, hi.
Hi. What is the most feared ship by pirates?
First of all, well, that's a good start. Well started. Okay.
Yes.
What is the kind of ship that is most feared by pirates?
A steady relationship.
Okay.
Now I'm saying, now Bean.
Yes. Okay.
Do we have to give that guy the download?
We do. Okay. Everybody gets the download.
All right.
Exactly.
Just check it. Let's go to Haskell. Hello.
Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy.
What? Why couldn't the 15-year-old get into the Pirates movie?
Please tell us, Haskell.
It was rated R.
It was rated R. Okay.
Did you just make that up?
All right, hold on. One more.
Let's go to Joshua and Downey. Hi, Joshua.
Hi. How do pirates know that they're pirates?
How do pirates know they're pirates?
Ooh, I don't know this one either.
They think, therefore they are.
Good delivery.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
not
yeah.
a funny joke, but a good delivery.
Yeah. Right.
Do we All have right. to? Okay.
Yes, we do. Okay. All right. So Stephen and Suzanne and Danny and Chelsea and Manny and Jonathan, Haskell and Joshua, again, all have won the digital download of Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. You should get it today for yourself, but only one will win the $1,000 booty. Miss Allie McKay, who's our winner, please?
Speaking of booty, it's Manny.
Yeah! Manny. Congratulations, Manny.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You got the $1,000, and thanks for playing the game.
Arr! Thanks for telling your pirate jokes. Now I'm going to go swab the poop deck. Arr!
So Bean came back from vacation and immediately blessed us with this.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Kurt Warner joins us, what, 8 o'clock this morning? Is
yes,
that what
sir.
We got Kurt on?
Yep.
That'll be fun. Coming up on the K... All right, I'm just back from vacation.
Aww. You're good.
How's it go again?
That was a moment with Bean.
Pretty sweet.
Some people just snap right back into into the, the mode where they're able to do their jobs effectively and efficiently. I am not one of those people.
See, what you need to do, Bean, is you need to not do it effectively and efficiently on a daily basis.
I see.
And then no one expects that from you.
Lower your expectations.
Right.
That is it. That's a great policy. Thank you, Chip. I appreciate that. All right, it's 9:37. Allie's in for Ralph. Another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
This is huge, you guys.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a week ago, the Hollywood Bowl hosted the Muppets' first ever full-length concert. Well, they're putting on another one in the form of a live-to-film staging. It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yay!
Taking place November 3rd and 4th. It's going to feature a screening of the Gene Wilder's classic from 1971, accompanied by a cavalcade of live performers singing from the film. Who's playing Willy Wonka, you ask?
Who's playing Willy Wonka?
Thanks for asking, Kevin. John Stamos. He's going to be performing Pure Imagination, and Giancarlo Esposito, Gus from Breaking Bad, will sing the role of the Candyman. Playing Charlie, Finn Wolfhard. He's the one that played Mike in Stranger Things, the main kid.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to be Charlie. Richard Kind will be playing his Grandpa Joe. And the Oompa Loompas will star Weird Al Yankovic.
Yay!
What?
What is happening with this cast? It is... It looks so good.
So I haven't seen how they do this at the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm. So these performers... sing along while the movie is playing.
Yes, and they'll have the movie up on huge screens on either side. So you can watch along and then glance down at John Stamos singing. Glance up, glance down.
And the full orchestra is playing along as well. It's cool.
It's unbelievable the way they do this.
I saw that with Harry Potter.
Oh. Yeah,
that sounds like a sweet event.
Yeah. Public on sale is set for Saturday, September the 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Now, how do they do that with Harry Potter, not a musical, Kevin?
I meant to mention, Harry Potter was just the score, but the Danny Elfman was, The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the one where they came out and they sang along with it. It was really great. It's a really good time.
John Stamos is Willy Wonka.
I didn't know he could sing.
Same.
Who cares? I mean, what? It'll be great. It'll be really good. Not sure if you saw that Morrissey joined Twitter a while ago, but he did. And he tweeted his first tweet yesterday, which was...
I'm so sad.
No. Spent the day in bed.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, because he's so sad.
Similar,
yeah. The same, right?
It turned out that is actually slated to appear 5th on the singer's new LP, Low in High School, due out November 17th. It's the 5th track, Spent the Day in Bed.
What if Morrissey's Twitter was just how sad he is? What if all he tweeted is, not feeling it today, guys.
I'd be super bummed if it wasn't.
Gotta be honest.
What if it's just,
I'm a little down.
It's just straight up motivational tweets.
The opposite.
Like, hang in there, guys.
You
it gets
it.
Better. No one wants that.
Keep with it, everyone.
It's just the kitten hanging from a tree. That picture over and over.
We need to talk to Morrissey, the motivational speaker.
Oh, I need it so bad. Well, he released this song yesterday. It is called Spent the Day in Bed.
You're the head on the spear. You're the nail on the cross. You're the fly in my beer.
That's Tom Waits. We're talking about Morrissey.
Oh,
yeah. His new song.
Oh, my bad.
I spent the day in bed. You can please yourself, but I spent the day in bed. Pillows are like pillars. Life ends in death. So there's nothing wrong with being good to yourself. Be good to yourself for once and over.
Why?
There's nothing wrong with being good to yourself. Be good to yourself for once. No bus, no boss, no rain, no train. He's talking about some you time. Just really take a minute and just...
Take care of yourself.
I
think.
Is that... No.
I mean, I think.
I mean, he didn't spend the day in bed.
Right?
Being good to yourself.
Right? Listen again.
I spent the day in bed. You can please yourself.
You can please yourself. Oh, even worse.
Morrissey. Dirty dog. Would you guys like to hear the track list for Low in High School?
Sure.
My Love, I'd Do Anything for You.
Okay.
All right. I Wish You Lonely. Okay, we're back. Jackie's Only Happy When She's Up on the Stage.
Oh.
Home is a Question Mark.
That's my favorite title. I love that.
Because really, home is a question mark. Where is home? Home can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be your literal home.
But it is, actually. Oh. That is actually your home.
Question mark?
I mean, I don't think so.
Spent the day in bed. I Bury the Living in Your Lap. The Girl from Tel Aviv Who Wouldn't Kneel. All the Young People Must Fall in Love. Track 10, When You Open Your Legs.
All right.
Followed up by Who Will Protect Us from the Police and Israel. So
that's real talk right there, man.
Yeah, real talk right there. 12 tracks out November the 17th. And, of course, playing the Hollywood Bowl in November the 10th and the 11th.
Allegedly.
He'll be there. Mm-hmm. He'll be there. Mm-hmm. This interested me, and I'd like to tell you about it.
Hey, everybody at a Striker, and what a fun time that was last weekend.
What just happened?
That's my bad.
What did you press?
I just hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
Oh, that was your bad.
That's on me.
But what button did you think you were hitting?
I was trying to hit this.
Uh huh.
Uh huh. And then I didn't hit that.
Okay.
As much as I hit this.
Everybody,
it is so. Then that wasn't. I wasn't supposed to do that. So back to you,
Kevin. God damn it!
I mean, Showtime. They've picked up a new documentary about the life and career of Wham singer George Michael. Variety reports that George Michael Freedom is about the making of his album Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1, along with his subsequent infamous high court battle with his record label that followed the death of his partner.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah.
Subsequent.
It's subsequent.
What did I say?
Subsequent. Subsequent.
Oh, did I really?
Yes.
That was dumb.
That's real talk right there, man.
Subsequent.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said subsequent.
That was weird.
Aww.
Sorry.
That was real weird.
You continue.
Sweet spirit.
George Michael.
The documentary was filmed before his death last year and is narrated by George as well. And it premieres Saturday, October 21st on Showtime.
Wow, you're giving us a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
Thank you.
I want to see that. Nope, not yet. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah.
And I saw the trailer yesterday for the Madonna concert movie that Showtime has come out, too, that also
hard
I
pass.
Thought looked
You're
looked
in on
really,
that?
Hard pass.
I don't know. It looked interesting. There were some parts of it that looked really interesting.
Any subsequent stuff in it? Or
I mean, she
that?
Is a great performer, you know?
She
you may
is.
Have no
she
time
was.
For her songs anymore, but...
Yes,
no, I think
was.
She still is. She still sings and dances and plays instruments and stuff. I don't know. I got some room for Madonna left.
All right.
Okay.
You enjoy that.
Good times. You want to wrap it up?
Sure.
Since it's Friday?
It's not Friday. It's,
no?
It's Tuesday.
Oh. These stars all born today, September 19th. Jeremy Irons, 69. Jimmy Fallon, 43. Danielle Panabaker is 30. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman. Walk on the job with me.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning is Wednesday. That means the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. We're also going to talk about Tom Brady's ridiculous diet.
Yeah.
And who could live that way, right?
Yeah.
And we've got your four-pack of passes to K-Rock's Not Scary Farm as well tomorrow morning.